You are now listening to the Solemn Attention Podcast.
Filter. We are so excited that, you know, we've been talking about for a while launching our Kicks and Conversations tour. And so I'm excited that we get to start this right here in Dallas. We've got some great interviews. And so we're hoping to bring you six parts of this. So depending upon when you catch this video, make sure you go watch each part of the series. And I look forward to talking to you more about the cities that we'll be going in 2023 with our Kicks and Conversations. So to help us start off our first series, I forgot her name just that quick. So I got two guests with me to start off our Kicks and Conversations. And as you guys know, we don't do a lot scripted on this podcast. So I'm just going to say Miss Kiata. I got it right, didn't I?
Yes.
Miss Kiata and Mr. Dalen. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Good, man. Good. Thank you. Welcome to the podcast. And so tell us a little bit about yourself. We'll start.
Yes, so I am a mindfulness coach for Christian women. I help them release anxiety by strengthening their Christian mindset so that they can enjoy their life.
All right, cool.
All right, Dalen,
what's up?
I'm Dalen Johnson. By day, I'm a firefighter, paramedic, but I'm also a photographer, videographer, and podcaster.
All right, so I was supposed to come up with some icebreaker activities, you know, but I got busy and I didn't do it, so I'm going to come up with something before we kind of get into this conversation. So tell the audience, I don't know, something that people don't know about you that you enjoy. How about that?
That I enjoy?
Yeah, that people don't know or they would be
I'm
surprised.
I'm going to let Kiata go first.
Well, I do. I have to go first.
Whoever wants to go.
Ladies first. My bad.
We ain't doing shivery?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, something that people don't know. I produce music.
Okay.
Not very well, but I do
it. All right, what type?
Hip-hop mostly.
Okay.
Whatever pops in my head, whatever I can put my hands on at the time. Man, I DJ. I do that.
Well, a lot, bro.
I say 50%.
Okay.
I do a lot, a little too much.
All right. What about you?
Something that someone doesn't know about me, or at least the majority of the people, is I went to school for fashion, so I've lived in New York. I have done fashion shows. I've won competition money. I've done a lot in the fashion industry.
Okay. I think I should have answered my own question. I mean, the audience knows, but a lot of people be shocked that I'm a big thrill guy. So I like to zip line, jump off cliffs, and stuff like that.
Skydiving.
Oh, so I'm I like the nature and the big thrill type. That was good to know from you guys. I'm kind of not shocked by both of y'all just said, though. So before we get into conversations about purpose, like hot topics. So what's been going on in your world that you've been reading about, hearing about, that's just really just interesting? It's a lot that's going on. You have a lot to choose from.
Yeah. So my world is like, I want to say it's like small, but it's real kind of focused. Mm-hmm. I got the blinders on.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, you can hear I'm kind of busy and all over the place. So a lot of mental health stuff that I've been, that's my, what I do with the fire department right now. I deal with a lot of mental health. So things like that, anything dealing with mental health, I kind of focus on that and try to see what's going on there. Because it's a big umbrella of mental health.
Yeah.
And the way we attack mental health is so small.
Yeah.
And there's so many different avenues and so many different aspects of mental health that still need attention.
We might dive into
I don't that. Even know if that was the right answer.
No, hey, I'm, in your world, what's
if
a
that
hot topic?
The
so
question.
You're asking mental health right now. How about you?
I would have to agree with him. I feel like when you are a person that has so many different titles, because not only am I a business person, but I'm also a wife, a mom, I'm a stay-at-home mom. Like, I do a lot. So in terms of paying attention to what's on the news, I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
If it is not on my to-do list, if it is not something that's going to make me money, I don't have time for it.
Say that again.
So,
so one of the things I want to talk about, and, you know, our goal on this podcast is, you know, we want to reach 1 million millennials by 2027.
Okay.
I don't know how we're going to do it, but that's the goal,
it's
right?
Possible, man.
It's possible, right? So, but I know something that that a lot of millennials talk about is mindset and how a limited mindset could impact you or a growth mindset. So from your view and your perspective, you know, why is mindset important or is it not important for millennials?
I can go first. Mindset is absolutely important because it really does shape you. It shapes your behaviors. It shapes like the trajectory of your life. So if your mind is not clean, as I like to call it in my world, then what you doing? Like, most people think freedom is just being able to live life and do all these things, but freedom is you knowing that I got these things to do in order to get here. So I'm going to stay on this path. I'm going to do all the things that I have to do in order to get to where I'm supposed to be, in order to get to purpose.
I want to talk about that. You said mindset clean. What does that look like? Because everybody's definition of a clean mindset might be different. So, like, unpack that a little bit.
So, in my world of being a mindfulness coach, me saying clean mind is extremely imperative. It's not just a phrase to throw around, but it means in terms of, can you step outside of yourself, be objective, and give someone grace? Can you also give yourself permission to do or not to do? So if you're sitting there looking at someone, or even if you are experiencing your situation, can you be objective and can you be impartial in whatever comes next? If you can't do that, then you don't have a clean mind.
All right. What you got, Mr.
I should have went first. So your mindset is important, not just because it's going to determine what you do and how big you can go. But it's going to determine how fast you get there. Mm. When you have a clean mindset.
I know, we go all clean mindset.
I like that. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, yeah.
When you have a clean mindset, you can, because distractions come from north, south, east, and west.
Yeah.
But when your mindset is clean, you can do away with the distractions. And you can notice the distraction when they come up.
Yeah.
Right? So if you... Another way of looking at it, if your mindset is, I'm going to do this thing, I'm going to do podcasting as a hobby,
it's gonna
remain a hobby. No matter what you do, it's going to remain a hobby. Or if you say, I want to make $100 a month podcasting, no matter what you do, you're going to get to that $100 and relax.
Right.
But if your mindset is growth and going big, as big as I can go, there's no limit to what you can do with podcasting or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Just using podcasting as an example.